with my hand and would see a snake, I'd throw the hoe down and run.
Oh. So you really ran that day, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Right.
So you wouldn't think my stockings looked bad. It was legs and all then.
And so you weren't really that worried then about the stockings?
No, it was a snake.
Oh, boy.
Mm. I am really scared of them.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
And there was just a small stake up in Dorothy's yard, and her yard man came in out there, and he was going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothy says, "Why, Thomas, don't you know they are our friends?" He says, "I don't trust any of them." She says, "They eat the bugs and things. They are not the wild, the poisonous snakes."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I said, "I'm like Thomas. Just let them wiggle and I'm gone."
If you were talking about something that was very common and you didn't have to look for it in any particular place, you'd say, "Oh, you can find that just about
anywhere."
And if a person, like in the wintertime, slipped on some ice, and if they fell this way, you'd say they fell
on the face.
Mm-hmm. And now if a person fell this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of backwards would be
forward.
And do you know what they call the trenches cut by a plow?
Well, it was a trench to plant the things
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever call that furrow?
Furrow, uh-huh, yeah.
Now, if you were talking about a boy that was spoiled, you might say, "Now, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble." Would you ever say, "Like is not," or something like that? When they were talking about spoiled
mm-hmm.
children.
Well, sometimes you'd say that he'll grow out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then again you'll say, well, he may get worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it may be a turning point.
Did they spoil their children when you were coming along? Did people ever?
They didn't spoil me.
No, I know they didn't you, but did people in those days?
Well, some did.
Even in those days?
Uh-huh, some did. And there's been a lot of children that have gone that are not bright.
Oh, yeah.
And the parents just won't send them anywhere to let them be taught
mm-hmm.
and keep them, and they just a sorrow to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had a lot of those here.
Oh. Now, if they had a good yield of something like corn, they'd say, "Yeah, we really raised a big
stock of corn."
Oh. Now, if they got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, they'd say they were doing what?
Cleared it.
You know everything. You
really.
Oh. Miss Angela, you're doing wonderful. Oh. Do you know that, did you ever see wheat or oats being grown?
I've seen it growing, but I never have seen it planted.
Or what they do with it.
Uh-uh. Art has a wheat farm in Kansas.
Oh, does he?
Uh-huh. And, of course, he went up there when they came down and got me
mm-hmm.
to go up to Pontiac this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But he had two sisters,
mm-hmm.
but they have died.
Uh-huh.
And one of them had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So that niece is there, that's mm-hmm. all.